We're here with Roger Thornton, who is the founder and chief technology officer for Fortify Software. How are you?
I'm fine, Nick. Thanks.
Good, good. Well, obviously, we're at the show covering everything under the sun as it regards security. What are you seeing as the major trends this year?
Sure. Well, software security assurance, which we do, definitely seems to be picking up. And I think CISOs and people that run security organizations look at their exposure, the infrastructure, the host-based security, the perimeter. Most feel pretty confident that they've got solutions underway there.
Right.
But when they look at software risk, it is something that most companies don't really have a handle on. And so fortunately for us and for the companies that we work with, this is an area that the business leaders are giving the security folks an opportunity to go work on.
That's great. How is Fortify approaching those issues? We've spoken with other folks in
sure.
this sector.
We've been working in this space since 2002, and when we originally got started, we were pretty deep in the bowels of development, helping programmers build better code through technology that would help them do that.
Right.
Over the years, as we've worked out with a lot of companies in the banking sector, government, and some of the industries that your listeners are in, we've got more involved in software security assurance assessment products and technologies,
right.
Some of the workflow and governance that allow security teams and development teams to work together. And so now today, there's over 500 companies and organizations around the world that have some degree of a software security assurance program in place,
right.
ranging from maybe a couple people in the security organization that are doing assessment of code built in-house or by third parties, to organizations that have processes and policies around all of their development efforts and coordinated work between security and development, making sure that the organization is not unduly exposed to running software.
Right, right. Well, you've touched on some of it already, but what really differentiates Fortify
from the others?
Yeah.
You know, I think that it would boil down to three things: the breadth of our offering in terms of the number of platforms, number of languages, is 17 languages that the Fortify analysis technology runs on, the number of vulnerability categories, and the number of packages and APIs that we study and provide secure coding rules for. The breadth that we offer there is unparalleled. No other vendor does that.
Right.
And also the breadth in the offering. So not only do we have the static analysis tools that some of our competitors have, we also have dynamic analysis capabilities that allow you to integrate your security into the quality assurance or into the operational side of the house. Our capabilities for governance and reporting are unmatched, award-winning. Right behind you, a lot of the awards we've won for that. And probably, frankly, our experience rolling out software security initiatives in very large organization is really unparalleled.
For sure, you have a history. What are you guys emphasizing at the show? What's new?
Well, there's two very new exciting things. Our core product line, which we call Fortify 360, which is ultimately the industry's leading solution for doing assessment, remediation, prevention of software vulnerabilities.
Right.
We've just had a brand new release of that, version 2.0 of that platform. And what we're focusing on in that release is a software security assurance governance module. So this is tying together policy set usually centrally in an organization,
right.
and being able to manage that policy down to each and individual development team and make sure that all the work's being done and reporting within FISMA guidelines if you're a government agency, PCI regulatory requirements if you're in the commercial side, and a host of others.
Right.
The other big thing we're announcing today is Fortify Vendor Security Management. So the the Fortify solution set, you know, we're focused on software security, but to do that, there's really four pillars that entails: the software you build,
right,
the software you buy from commercial software companies or system integrators, and open source. And so, the Fortify 360 is the world's leading solution for the software you built.
Right.
But when it comes to software you buy from the third parties, Fortify Vendor Security Management is a new offering. It's a SaaS-based offering. It has built into it the workflow for an enterprise to manage as many software vendors or SIs as you'd like and be able to put in the checks that would be reasonable to do, would be smart to do when you accept software from a third party before you deploy it and figure out there's problems with it. And we operate as an intermediary in that case. Customer uses the Fortify Vendor Security Management as a meeting place for all these various vendors to come and get both analysis and remediation capabilities for their programs.
Interesting. Well, that's definitely a big issue in financial, especially.
It really is. The financial services industry, and this is really important, you know, for your listeners that are in government or healthcare.
Right.
There's an awful lot to learn if we go look at, you know, where the financial services guys were 20 years ago in terms of systems, and then the big demands and requirements to integrate those systems and make data available everywhere. It sounds a lot like what the healthcare guys are going through right now, right?
Right.
The security problems that ensued after that, and then all the various security solutions that were put in place, including Fortify. The majority of the banks worldwide use Fortify. So government and healthcare, any chance I get a chance to talk with those folks, I said, don't go through that same painful process of integrating everything, finding the security vulnerabilities, and then fixing it. Try to get a little bit ahead of the curve and implement some of the controls that they have there in place.
Right.
Management of not just your code that you build, but third parties and the risk exposure that you have to all these other various pieces of software when you pull them in or you use their services is something you want to nip in the bud. And it's frankly a little bit easier if you've got the technology like the Fortify Vendor Security Management to push back on your procurement process than it is to build code securely yourself, right? It's a, you know, putting the problem back on those that are creating it a little bit easier than when you own the problem 100%.
Right. Well, fantastic. Any parting advice for our folks in these industries, government and financial in particular?
You know, let's see. I think that the advice I'd want to give is a little bit bigger than what we do at Fortify, and that is to be proactive in security. I wander through the show floor, and there's so many security solutions that point out some big problem and that specific solution solves. And in talking with CISOs and those that have been grappling with things for a long time, I think that now is the time that we've got to look at our enterprise, our data, our applications, our networks, and what have you, look at them more from a vulnerability and resilience point of view, rather than looking at the next big threat that's coming along. And when you do that, I'm confident software will be one of those things you're determined to go improve from a resilience perspective.
Good advice.
All right.
Roger, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Great.